a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Said Friday to you, and all safe travels for everyone as they leave today. We are really honored to have Hattie Kaufman leading us in prayer. Hattie has an incredible story. She was our keynote this morning at the Governor's Prayer Breakfast. And if you have not heard her story, she's been sharing it about her background, her history, and her being born again. It was very, very powerful, and we thank her for being in South Dakota. She's been spending time here in Pier 2 with some students, and she'll be praying with and for and over us. And leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance to our great nation's flag is Ethan Witt from Hartford.
Thank you. Please join me in prayer. Eternal God, we thank you for the men and women you have called to be leaders in this community. Thank you for their willingness to step into the fray. Thank you for their hearts of service. God, we especially lift up to you those in this chamber. We ask your blessing upon these leaders. Give them wisdom, guide their steps, protect and encourage them. Bless also their families who have sacrificed so that they can be here this session. Father, we ask your blessing too upon all of those who are at work in this building today, in the governor's office, the judicial chambers, legislative staff, secretaries, janitors, and pages. Help them to remember that all of us are servants. To lead is to serve. Give us servants' hearts. Remove any self-seeking. God, grant us peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, call the roll.
Bradford, Brown, Buell, O'Donnell, Kamak, Curd, Ewing, Frerichs, Greenfield, Hager, Haverly, Heineman, Heinert, Holeen, Hunoff, Jensen, Lederman, Monroe, Norstrup, Olson, Amdahl, Otten, Parsley, Peters, Peterson, Rampelberg, Rave, Rush, Soholt, Solano, Sutton, Tiedemann, Teason, Van Gerpen, Valley, and White. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Thank you, ma'am. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the seventh day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Corey Brown, Chair.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Journal is so approved. We'd like to welcome all of you who are here personally and those watching over the internet or listening over the internet to the South Dakota Senate. We're very privileged to have with us some young people that are visiting here from Chamberlain. On behalf of Senator Heinert, we'd like to thank the 8th grade class from St. Joseph Indian School in Chamberlain for being here. We have Mr. Baldwin, who's their social science teacher. Hello. And we have Courtney Mueller, who is the intern. Okay. And we have Sarah Moran, who's the science and reading educator. Is that correct? Oh, it's so good to have you here. I hope you've had a good time, and you're very, very smart. You know how I can tell that? You came to the Senate first. Congratulations. Okay, at this time we're going to move along to reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Appropriations reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bills 39, 46, and 47 and recommend do pass. Senator Deb Peters, Chair. And the Committee on Local Government reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 16 and recommends do pass consent calendar. Senator Bob Ewing, Chair. The Committee on Taxation reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bills 5 and 56 and recommends do pass consent calendar. Senator Monroe, Chair. Committee on Transportation reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 22 and 40 and recommends do pass consent calendar. Senator Valley, Chair. The Committee on Health and Human Services reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bills 60 and 63 and recommends do pass. Senator Rampelberg, Chair. And finally, the Committee on State Affairs reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 73 and recommends do pass. Senator Rave, Chair.
Messages, ma'am.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bill 1006, 1015, 1024, 1025, 1026, 1028, 1035, and 1036, which have passed the House and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions, ma'am.
Senator Solano moves that Senate page resolution 1 be adopted.
Comments on that motion? Senator Solano.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. Today we get to recognize eight young people that came to us from across the state of South Dakota to help serve not only their constituents from their area, but all constituents from across the state. And they came to us bright-eyed with smiles on their face, and as a first cohort they get thrown into as we're kind of organizing ourselves and getting things ready to go, and so they get to put up with us and attend our committee meetings and attend this fine body and do the will of all of us. And they've done an outstanding job. And as one of them commented yesterday, is that, boy, just when we get to know what we're supposed to do, it's time to go home. And it is that way. But I hope that that our pages can take a look at what they've done in serving the Senate and see that as one step on your path, on your journey of life, and hold back good memories as to what this has been. And for you to know that we as a body greatly, greatly appreciate all that you've done for us in your service. And I only have one thing that I'll ask that you do as you go home. I'd ask that you share your experiences with your underclassmen on what it was like to be a page and talk about it. Encourage others to do this, because it certainly is a great step as you move on to college or what other factors of life thing that life will bring you. And so, once again, thank you for your service to the Senate.
Thank you. Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, thank you guys for coming up here. I know I speak for the body when I say that we all appreciate it. You guys do a great job. And as you guys move forward, I would encourage you to seek public office. Be involved in your communities. Now, I say that with a caveat in that three of you are from my district, so maybe don't run for the Senate seat too soon. Of course, I don't know if I'll be in here that much longer anyway if I keep voting the way I do. But we really appreciate your service, and I speak for all of us again when I say that you guys can be and do anything you want to do as you move forward in your life. And so do your best every day, and you'll do great. Thank you for your service, and enjoy.
Our resolution expresses the appreciation and gratitude of the Senate of the state of South Dakota to Ross, Savannah, Nicholas, Rebecca, Cordell, Megan, and Ethan. The above named have served loyally as pages for the Senate. The members of the Senate express their most sincere appreciation to these young people for their service and to their state. We extend to you our best wishes for every success in life, and we resolve that this will be certified as a certification of this commemoration and resolution this last day of service. Motion's been made and seconded. Those in favor of adoption of this resolution will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Kurd, excused. Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hanoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye. Thank you.
Rave?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 yeas, one excused.
Page resolution having received a majority vote of the members elect is hereby declared passed. I forgot to mention Esther's name, so she gets to come up here and hammer me. Go ahead, real hard. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, our pages. Now go get me a pop, will you? Thank you very much. You've been a great group. Nick, though, because your mother's listening, you better tell her happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Mom.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Yeah, good. I think she's listening over the internet. Otherwise, it's recorded. Okay. Thank you so much, all of you. It's been a great couple of weeks. You've had a tremendous experience. Okay, next motion resolution, please.
Senator Rave moves that the temporary Senate rules of the 89th legislative session be made the permanent Senate rules of the 90th legislative session.
Comments on that motion? Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For those of you that would like to follow along in the journal yesterday, the changes that were adopted by the Legislative Procedures Committee can be found there. I would say, in general, most of the changes that were made to the rules book are kind of cleanup in nature. The first was to add the statutory references to the fiscal impact statements for Senate Bill 70 from last year. Essentially, if you've ever noticed in our rules book, we will adopt certain rules, but if they refer back to statutes, then we have those references there. So that rule just went in and added those statutory references so that they would be there. It just takes a year to catch up. We also had a proposed rule to have the LRC director prepare a fiscal note for any bill amending the General Appropriations Act from the year before. That was adopted. We also, to kind of keep with the times and our current practice, had a rule that basically just requires internet posting of certain documents rather than printing and distributing those. That had already kind of been occurring by practice, but the rule will now reflect the way that we actually do that. There was discussion about amending, you know, there's some outdated language with 35-day sessions. We did not adopt that at this time, but I think we'll take that up the next time we meet towards the end of the session. And then there was another rule in Chapter 6G to eliminate a statute that had been repealed previously that no longer applies. So all in all, the rule changes that were largely adopted yesterday by the Procedures Committee are basically cleanup. In order to get these and have them made permanent for the rest of the session, I would appreciate a yes vote so that we could get that moving forward this weekend and hopefully get the books to the printers so we could have those within a week or a week and a half. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Senator Frerichs.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I would like to just add that it's very important The ability to have those fiscal impact statements and more knowledge about revising the previous year's past appropriations bill. And so that was something that I know in our procedures committee, we talked about that because more information is good, especially when you're dealing with a, some way think of more, those of us that aren't into the appropriations room so much of get excited about numbers like they do, we may think of more of a boring type of just looking at a number of numbers on lines. At least we can have more words coupled with that. And so that was a change that was made that we feel should be good for everyone. So thank you for that, Mr. President.
Thank you. Further remarks? Just a heads up, because of economies, Senator Brown and Senator Frerichs were kind enough to talk to you about the whole package. We have actually two motions. One will come later. The reason for it's really not relevant. So you're going to be voting on the Senate portion, which did not change. The joint rules did. Senator Brown and Senator Frerichs were talking about both of them. So this first vote is for the Senate piece, and then we'll go to the joint. And like I said, they were combining their comments for economy and at my suggestion. So there being no further remarks, Secretary call the roll on Senator Rave's motion.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Kurd? Excused. Ewing?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heinemann?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hanoff?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
And White?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 yeas, one excused.
Senator Rave's motion, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and the Senate rules are made permanent. Committee reports, consideration, please. Oh, I'm sorry, it's joint selects.
Senator Rave moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to joint rules, as found on page 84 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
Again, this was already talked about, but any further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is the joint rule motion by Senator Rabe. Those in favor of adoption of the joint rules as amended will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Kurd excused. Ewing?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heinemann?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Heinert? Holeen?
Aye.
Hanoff?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 yeas, one excused.
Thank you. Senator Rave's motion that the Joint Select Committee relative to joint rules report be adopted and therefore our joint rules be made permanent. Having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and the report was so adopted. Committee reports now.
Senator Rabe moved that the reports of the Standing Committee on Judiciary on Senate Bill 11 as found on page 84 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. First reading of Senate bills, especially our students here, this will look sort of strange because people are going to be, our secretary up front here will be reading this all out loud, but the law originally required in our Constitution that you could all hear up there and hear what the bill name is, that is what the topic is and the number and then where it's being assigned. And that was obviously before we had computers. And so we still have to do that and comply with it and have them read publicly. And then we'll go ahead and assign those to committees where they're discussed. So please proceed with the first reading of Senate bills.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 1, a joint resolution making formal application to Congress to call an Article 5 convention of the states for the sole purpose of proposing a federal balanced budget amendment. Senate Bill 83, an act to authorize a board of county commissioners to designate certain section line roads and secondary roads as no maintenance and to revise certain provisions to vacate, change, or locate a highway by a board of county commissioners. Senate Bill 84, an act to limit the authority of delegates to a limited Article 5 convention to vote for unauthorized amendments contrary to legislative instructions and to provide a civil fine for the violation thereof. Senate Bill 85, an act to repeal certain requirements regarding the handlebar height on motorcycles. Senate Bill 86, an act to place a term limit on the office of Poet Laureate. And Senate Bill 87, an act to revise the circumstances creating a vacancy in municipal office.
President Pro Tem Brown assigns the following bills to respective committees. Senate Bill 86, Education, to Local Government, Senate Bills 83 and 87, State Affairs, Senate Bill 84, and SJR, Senate Joint Resolution 1, to State Affairs. Transportation has been assigned Senate Bill 85. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1006, an act to allow bullheads to be used as bait. House Bill 1015, an act to repeal certain provisions regarding the South Dakota risk pool. Senate Bill or House Bill 1024, an act to repeal certain outdated and unnecessary statutes related to the Department of Labor and regulations. House Bill 1025, an act to revise certain provisions regarding banks and banking. House Bill 1026, an act to revise certain provisions related to the Department of Labor and regulations. House Bill 1028, an act to revise certain provisions regarding money transmitters and money transmissions. House Bill 1035, an act to revise certain provisions regarding military specialty plates. And House Bill 1036, an act to codify legislation enacted in 2014.
President Pro Tem Brown assigns House Bill 1006 to Agriculture and Natural Resources. Commerce receives House Bills 1024, 1025, 26, and 1028. Judiciary, House Bill 1036. Transportation, House Bill 1035. And the interns will hear the bullhead bill. Consent calendar. These are bills that came out of committee unanimously and are put on this calendar. There's no debate, but questions may be asked, and it's done for efficiency, so there's not a whole bunch of talking on these, unless one of the senators pulls it to have it debated, and that would have to be debated on Monday. So we'll proceed. We have two of those today, Senate Bill 65 and 29. Please proceed.
Senate Bill 65, an act to revise certain procedures regarding campaign finance disclosure statements, and Senate Bill 29, an act to establish provisions for auxiliary members to serve on the Board of Pardons and Paroles.
Thank you. Senate Bill 65 and 29, having received a second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Any questions? Any relevant questions? Hearing none, question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bills 65 and 29. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell? Kamak?
Aye.
Curd? Excused. Ewing?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hanoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Would you excuse me while down?
Mr. President, there are 33 yeas, 2 excused.
Thank you. Senate Bill 65 and 29, having received a majority vote of the members elect, are hereby declared passed. Any questions on these titles? Titles are approved. Before we go to our debate calendar, we are honored and privileged to have a doctor of the day with us today who just put down all her work so that she could be introduced here. But she's a good friend of a number of us here, is actually a breast surgeon from the Yankton region, is well-renowned in that area. She currently practices at the Yankton Medical Clinic, but has also been a medical leader as the president of the Medical Association and also part of peer review organizations, et cetera. And specifically on behalf of Senator Hanoff and me, we want to thank you for being here, but also for taking care of everyone, because obviously there's been a lot of illness up here, and we're grateful that you're here taking time out of your practice to take care of us. Dr. Mary Milroy. Thank you again. Okay, debate calendar.
Senate Bill 34, an act to revise certain provisions concerning the administration of benefits provided to veterans.
Senate Bill 34, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Thank you. Senator Brown, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. Senate Bill 34 is brought to us by the Department of Veterans Affairs. Essentially, at its base, what Senate Bill 34 does is it expands the definition of veteran as it's applied to the benefits that the state of South Dakota allows. As current statute reads, essentially, it will only allow veterans who served during a time of war to be considered eligible for such benefits. Senate Bill 34 will go through and basically remove that requirement for a member to have served during a time of war. Having been in the service, I can tell you that I think that this is wholly an appropriate move. You know, it would kind of be the equivalent of saying that you could only be considered a football player if you showed up and played in the Super Bowl. Clearly, all of us realize that there's a lot of preparation time that goes on before that. And as a nation, we never know exactly when we're going to be required to call our military into action. There have been folks that have served with a lot of dignity throughout those years, and maybe essentially all they ever ended up doing was training and trying to become operationally ready. And it just so happened that the timing of our country was at peace during that period of time, which I think all of us would consider a good thing. From my own personal experience, I can tell you that the dangers don't just lie in the wartime areas. In fact, most of the friends that I know that I lost during my time in the service, it occurred during just operational training missions or peacetime missions that perhaps even occurred here on our own soil. I think this move is an excellent recognition that any of those folks that have taken the time to raise their right hand and take that oath realize that they were putting their name on the dotted line. They didn't know what that future was going to look like and whether they would be called into actual combat action, but they were going to be ready if the nation required them to do so. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Brown. Further remarks, Senator Greenfield.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate.
I have an amendment at the desk, Mr. President. It is Amendment 3408, and I would like to move it at this time.
Thank you, sir. Comments on that motion?
Thank you, Mr. President. Very simply, this is an emergency clause. If you look at the title of the bill, it says it's an act to revise certain provisions concerning the administration of benefits provided to veterans. And I'm aware of a situation. We may all have some interest in this. We may all have a constituent or two. Short of discussing and getting into parochial interests, so, Mr. President and members of the Senate, I think it's just important that we expedite this as efficiently as possible, that this bill goes into law the moment that it's signed, should it pass both the Senate and the House. It's important, it may be important to one or two or 25 people, that this bill takes effect the day that it's signed. And with that, I would ask for your indulgence in going ahead and putting on the emergency clause. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Greenfield. Further remarks on Senator Greenfield's motion to amend? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is Senator Greenfield's motion to amend marked 34 Oscar Alpha. Those in favor of that motion to amend signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Senate Bill 34 is so amended. Further remarks on Senate Bill 34 as amended? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 34 as amended. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. It now requires a two-thirds majority vote because of the emergency clause that you added. Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell? Excused. Kamak?
Aye.
Kurd? Excused. Ewing?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heinemann?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Holin?
Aye.
Hanoff?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Lederman? Munro?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
White? Mr. President, there are 33 yeas, 2 excused.
Senate Bill 34, as amended, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to move Title Amendment 34-OTA.
All those in favor of that title amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Thank you, Senator Greenfield. And Senate Bill 34, is title is so amended. Please proceed.
Senator Rave moves that the balance of the calendar be deferred till Monday, January 26th, the 9th legislative day.
All those in favor of the deferral motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Before we get to announcements, I'll call on Senator Heinert, who wished to give a greeting to the students here before we leave.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mitakapi, Chantewashte, and Ampe Chuzapielo, El Trehiner, and Manchapielo, Rosebud Lakota. I want to welcome you to your house. I'm really glad that you're here. So please pay attention, watch us, learn, and I just want to thank you guys for coming. So this is your house, too.
Pilama. Announcements. Any announcements? Senator Rave.
Thank you, Mr. President. Two things. Senator Sutton and I were discussing earlier the bullhead bill. Seemed a little fishy, and but it did come from the House, so we're not questioning it as much.
Yeah.
Senate State Affairs Monday, Investment Council Day, 10 o'clock. Senate State Affairs Monday, 10.
Senator Valley.
Monday. Morning Transportation Committee at 8 o'clock. There's no meeting. So we will meet Wednesday and Friday, though. All right. Thank you.
Senator Peters.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, we've got appropriations. We had education all week. This week, next week, we're talking about the social Department of Social Services, including the Medicaid program. So if you ever want to know how the two largest parts of the budget go, number two, the second largest part of our budget is next week for 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So come join us, 8 to noon.
Senator Monroe.
Mr. President, as soon as I heard my chairman from 8 o'clock say I don't have to be at that meeting, my committee at 10 o'clock, taxation, will not have a meeting either. We had previously planned to meet Wednesday. So no meeting for taxation Monday.
Okay. Senator Rempelberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. Same thing, no meeting for health on Monday. Thanks.
Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. President. I better follow suit. Local government, no meeting Monday.
Senator Bradford, I want to mention something to you before you speak, that you no longer have phone booths to caucus in. They're gone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to report I smelled smoke in men's bathroom. I wish you would check that out.
Children, welcome to my world. We're really not sure. We all squint and say, good thing we're going to adjourn. Please proceed.
Senator Olson moves that the Senate do now adjourn.